100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. Going to be previewing the 2024 Law Enforcement Torch Run / Ride coming up here in just a couple of weeks. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Good. Good.
Good.
A little bit of moisture. Maybe we can get a little more.
We have a lot of chances between now and the upcoming weekend, so I'm assuming we're going to get more than the tenth of an inch of rain or less that we have seen here so far this morning. John, before we start really talking about the upcoming schedule, what do we got from the operation standpoint here between now and then? What do you have to do, really, to get everything all ready to go here for the 29th and 30th?
Just final preps, both on Wednesday with Coffee County and Franklin County as they come into Coffee County, and then with Greenwood County for our lunch stop when we get down there, and then we're ready to go.
You're all set to go? Lined up, ready?
We're all set to go.
All right, so then on the 29th, that's when, what, are you riding to the Chase County line? Or the Coffee County line?
Yeah, that's traditionally what I do, depending on staffing, whether anybody rides with me. Usually I've got at least one or two people that will ride over there with me.
How many local law enforcement officials are going to be heading out to get the torch here on the 29th?
Well, that's a good question. When it comes to staffing issue, both the police department and us are short-staffed, and so we'll rally as many together as possible on that day, and we'll hope for good weather and low on the call volume those days. I would imagine that we will have, between the police and sheriff, we'll have between 10 and 15 riders each day, at least until we get to OB.
All right, well, let's talk about activities on the 30th, because this is a day the Law Enforcement Torch Ride raises money for Special Olympics. That is what this is all about, and the 30th really is a big day coming up, raising money for Special Olympics. But Special Olympians play a big part in this, don't they, John?
Yeah, they do. We'll rally the teams together and there at 12th and Commercial, and kind of have a little picture taking party with a lot of the athletes. As you know, Ron, many of the athletes have grown to know you over the years and want those personal photos with you and before we take off. And then we'll take off down Commercial Street at a walk with all the Special Olympians, and then we'll leave them at 4th Avenue, and then we'll go on to Hettlinger, which Kent Snackenberg was a big part of getting that started, where we stop and visit with them for a short time before we head to Opie.
For folks who kind of drive by that scene at 12th and Commercial, or maybe even along the parade route, and they don't really think about it, or they've got other things planned, so this is really not exactly top of their mind. John, how festive is that atmosphere, and I guess maybe how important is that event here for Special Olympians from your perspective?
I think it's very important. You know, we've always encouraged them, like the bike rides, cowbells out there, and to cheer on the Special Olympians as they're walking down Commercial Street. That puts big smiles on their faces when there's people out there that line the street. We're helped out a little bit by the Unbound Expo, which starts later in that day. So there are a lot of people in town, And so it's even gotten better over the years when they brought the expo in 5-6 years ago. So there's a lot of cyclists and stuff, and they're roaming around and maybe visiting those shops on Commercial Street, getting coffee and snacks and things like that early in the morning, kind of waiting for the expo to open later on in the day.
Yeah, the Special Olympians carrying the torch down Commercial Street. And, of course, the torch makes its way to Wichita because big event, big state games that weekend, right, John?
That's exactly right. I've gotten to visit that a couple times, and it really is a festive Olympic-type opening ceremony on Friday evening. We've had local athletes that have gotten to participate as part of that the main ceremony, and so that's pretty special.
Before we loop back here to Ron's ride coming up here on the 30th here, John, you mentioned here about the experience, and talk a little bit about how the funds that are generated here, whether it's through the Polar Plunge or what's taking place here through the Torch Ride, how they benefit local athletes there at the games.
Well, it helps pay all those expenses when they attend the state games. And it's just not the games that they have experiences. They get health screenings, which are very important, sometimes even life-saving. So the money that we raise really does help a lot of local athletes attend those state games and have an experience of what they will remember.
Yeah, it really is a special weekend, and I tell you what, these athletes are very fired up about heading to the games and participating, so this is a big deal, the annual law enforcement torch run. How many years now, John, you've been doing this?
40.
Wow.
Yikes.
Goodness.
Not Ron's ride, but 40 altogether. With an asterisk there about COVID, and then 1 year we did get rained out. The game still went on later that day, but we couldn't actually do the ride because of literally torrential flooding rains that caused surface flooding all down 99. But
well, it's a wonderful event, and we've been doing Ron's ride for 15, 16 years, something like that. We've been raising money for a lot of years, and we will move forward once again this year with Ron's Ride, and donations are now being accepted. A big shout out to High Gear Cyclery for setting me up with the bike to use this year on our trek to Olpe coming up on the 30th of this month, so it's a big deal, and we'll give you opportunities to make your donations that will all go 100% of the proceeds go to Special Olympics, so looking forward to that. And a big day coming up, and we'll start, what, around 9:30, John?
Yep, whenever you get there, Ron. Kind of like what Father Pete told me one time. He says, it's not going to start until I get there.
Well, we're going to try to get Ron off the air as soon, close to 9 o'clock as humanly possible that morning. Yeah. So I may have to shorten down my newscasts just a little bit. But, Ron, you've been doing this for a long period of time here now, because this is what? This has been over a decade for you doing this?
Oh, yeah. And easily, yeah.
15 years, possibly. This obviously means a lot for you to be part of this.
Well, it really does. And I started, I think when we first started, John, I was riding to the Coffee County line.
I remember that.
Yep, that's right.
How this got started. I remember my first
trek. Big hills out there, right?
Big hills, John. Large hills. And I remember my first trip on one of the bikes that had the kind of the cages on the pedals there, and we took our first break, and I didn't get my foot out of the pedal, crashed to the ground, scarred up a little bit, but that was my introduction into the Special Olympics torch ride right there. So that's how it started. It's evolved into, I think I made it to Madison.
A couple of years, yeah.
Did that that big hill into Madison.
Ooh, yeah.
Years ago, but we've since made the trek now to Olpe, but still raising money for Special Olympics, the Special Olympians, and it's means a lot to me and the Special Olympics athletes, so any donation greatly appreciated. We'll put the pedal to the metal there, and to look forward to a big ride coming up on Thursday, May the 30th, and we'll be heading down Commercial Street beginning right around 9:30 in the morning. So,
all right.
Looking forward to it, John.
Well, we really appreciate what you do, Ron, for our community, for Special Olympics, and what KVUE does, and it couldn't happen without all that support and all the money that we've raised over the many years that you've done it, and appreciate the support for you. I look forward to seeing the signs down 99. That's a hint for the public. I always enjoy reading those as we're headed to Opie, all the people that take the time to make signs to support you and this mission that we have for Kansas Special Olympics.
Outstanding. John, anything else you wanted to bring up? Because that's pretty much it for us today, at least for now.
I don't believe so. You guys have a great day and be safe.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. And John has been, he's been the leader of all of this. Law enforcement torch runs and rides. He mentioned 40 years. Well, it used to be a run to begin with.
It did. That's right.
And involved into the ride. But John has been the force here locally with law enforcement 40 years. So he deserves a lot of credit for keeping this going, raising a lot of money for Special Olympics. The torch run/ride is coming up on the 29th and 30th, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots next week, and you better hurry, because this week is full, next week is part